Threw that touchdown to Ty Johnson seemed to really seal the deal, him going down, scooping the ball off the turf on that fourth down.
Yeah, fourth down. Just need to make a play there. And man-to-man, I feel like they played pretty good coverage on some of our underneath routes. I just extended. Ty did what Ty does and made a heck of a play for us.
What advantages did you see in the Broncos defense that you wanted to come out and exploit?
Well, I don't think there was one certain thing over another. We just wanted to come out and execute well. We ran the ball well. Our offensive line did a heck of a job all day. Jimbo ran the ball hard. Ty and Ray, I hate what happened to Ray. I feel like that doesn't happen too often in this offense. And hate that feeling that I have for him right now, but got to see him. He's doing okay. But at the end of the day, we just wanted to come out and play our best football, and I feel like we did that today.
Did you feel like you kind of caught a break there? That looked like it was a desperation situation for 7 or 8 seconds there. Do you feel like that was a little bit fortunate that happened that way?
Yeah, I mean, ebbs and flows of a game. Again, we went out there on fourth down, and if we don't get it there, the defense gets the ball. But not great field position, so we made a play.
I guess, Josh, the decision.
On the Samuel touchdown, he had that touch on that side. How did that play out to get Curtis over?
Yeah, was able to get the running back out, and they brought five. The way that we're doing things right now with motions, and that's a credit to our offensive staff and Joe, scheming some guys open, and Curtis did a great job of using his speed and getting yards after catch and made a play there for us.
Josh, what does it mean to you guys as an offense, though, to have the coach's trust on that situation? Fourth and one, you know, you're only up 6 points. Yeah. You could essentially make it a two-score game, but Sean lets you guys go out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of faith in the defense as well, because again, you know, we'd hope to get that fourth and one more often than not, but sometimes you don't get it, and your defense goes out there. But again, it's not terrible field position, but it speaks a lot that coach has that trust in us.
What's going on when the ref came over to talk to you, like all the way to the bench? What was he saying?
Was that after? I wasn't happy with what was going on, and I was yelling a little bit, and he just said, Don't be yelling. So, my bad.
Did he apologize for the...
I won't say anything about that.
Hey, Josh, talk about the James and the running game. And obviously, for the first 2.5 quarters, that was kind of the key to the offense. Just what did you guys see? Why was it working so well?
Yeah, our team did a great job. Our offensive line did a great job of getting looks that we liked and taking advantage of it. And they moved guys off the ball today. Jimbo ran the ball hard. All of our backs run the ball hard, and then you incorporate some of the quarterback run stuff, and I think that really messes with the defense of, you know, they were in a really good position sometimes, and our guys just made plays, and that's why we got so much faith in everybody in this room.
Josh, you guys have been pretty efficient when it comes to staying in the moment, next opponent, that type of thing, regardless of the circumstances. Now that you're 7 days into the postseason, can you reflect on the last few days of prep and how maybe things have felt different at all, or how you, is there?
No, I mean, I think we're
gear you shift into. Or?
I mean, obviously everything gets heightened, and maybe you watch another couple games of what the defense is doing. But we're not trying to do anything drastically different. We're just trying to go out there and play our best football. We had a really good week of practice. We had a great week of game planning. I thought our offensive staff again put in some great plays as you saw today. But ultimately, it's not the X's and O's, it's the Jimmys and Joes, and guys are ready to go. We got our rest, getting able to kind of not play everybody that last game. Guys were refreshed, and again, we're going to need to get our rest this week. And we got a really, really good Baltimore Ravens team coming here. They put the thumping on us earlier in the year, and we know that, we understand that. So, again, it's the most important game because it's the next one.
How did you digest yesterday's game? Because you got a game to prepare for. Do you watch it? Did you stay away from it?
I didn't watch much of it. You know, you get updates on your phone, but went in, that was the later game, so just tried to sleep and get some rest before this one.
How much of playoff experience, Josh, does it allow you to play with patience?
Yeah, I mean, I think understanding kind of the ebbs and flows of how the playoffs go, and obviously you just want to be able to give yourself a chance in the third and fourth quarter in the second half, and, we felt like we did that today.
Running game seemed to get you going. Passing game seemed to pick things up as the game went. Balance has been there for you all year. It was once again today. How comforting is it knowing that you have multi-pronged attack to go to?
Yeah, I think you know, I think we only punted once today. The first three drives, field goal, touchdown, punt, I believe. That was the first half, and it just felt like it was quick. But we were sustaining drives, and the drives that we didn't sustain, we felt like, you know, we were shooting ourselves in the foot, whether it was penalties or what the case may be. So, we were just trying to mix different personnels and switch looks up. And again, that's Joe Brady right there, and him doing what he does best. And he did it well today.
Well, what did he get after the quarterback was talked about a lot throughout the week and throughout the whole season, really? How important was it to be as good as you were at running the ball, kind of delete them and delete that part of it?
Yeah, when you can get them moving side to side and different looks and guards pulling, tackles pulling, centers pulling, it just gives them a bunch of different things to look at and look and see, and makes them maybe a little hesitant. But that's, again, credit to our guys and our offensive staff, but, you know, our line played their tails off today.
What does it say about the nature of this offense that your leading receiver today in the playoff game is a guy who never led the team in receiving all season in Curtis Samuel?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be the first one to say, you know, I'll speak on behalf of Curtis. He probably didn't have the season that he wanted to have. He was dealing with a few things early on and during the middle of the year. But he kept grinding, kept being quiet, and stayed focused. And, you know, I've never lost any sort of trust in him. You know, and he's just continued to work hard. And that's kind of the mentality that we've had all year, is everybody eats. And today was his day. And who knows what's going to be next week. But, you know, we got to have a good week of practice first, and ready to play on whether it's Saturday or Sunday.